Bezos Hashem. You know. Okay, we're learning Minchas Chinuch Shir. It's Thursday night. It's Or L'Chav Zayin Elul. And an interesting factoid that passes for Torah tidbits. But I don't know if they'll... I'm sure they'll have it. That Parshas Vayelech is not lained in Tavshin Ayin Ches. They didn't lane it in the beginning of the year, and they're not laning it now at the end of the year. It was lained in Tavshin Ayin Zayin, and in Tavshin Ayin Tes. Tavshin Ayin Ches did not lane Parshas Vayelech. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's like, who cares? But it's like a Torah tidbit type of thing, but it has it in the Luach. I was looking at the Luach.
Another tidbit is what the Rav spoke about tonight at the Havacha.
Yeah,
Torah. Exactly, we were beginning.
Oh, Torah. Oh, you're going to talk about Kol Nidre? Okay.
We're talk about Masha Amud Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, very good. Okay, Yeshagayach Taka. Okay, we're learning Mitzulaman in the Minchas Chinuch here, but we have not climbed out of the Chinuch here. I don't think we ever had such an arichus, even in other mitzvahs that had an arichus, but such an arichus with an explanation of the concept of Shvuah and the concept of Neder, comparing Shvuah and Neder, and the lumdish difference. And then he explains the halachic ramifications that stem from the lumdish difference. And talks, and then he talks about the Torah and the Dorim. And you have to remind me, we talked about Nola, and he had a whole interesting take on the din of Nola, and he's a tremendous chiddush. And according to the Chinuch, if a guy would say he would want a Pesach Benola, then he would speak out a Feirish that he is going, reaching into the past. And he's sorry he ever made the Neder. You could be Pesach Benola too. Which no other reason holds. It's really an amazing point. It says on the bottom here that the Medayik hit the Rambam. I don't know.
It makes sense.
Well, okay. So then we talk about Tolu B'Das Acherim, like Moshe Rabbeinu did with Yisro. And then we talked about for Dvar Mitzvah. You could be made for it even if it's on Das Rabbim. Then he talked about Hashem, Ve'echal Moshe. How could you have such a concept by Hashem? So he explained it, because Hashem really wants you to do tshuva, and he wants you to not get the punishment, and that's what's going on when Hashem is matir, is neder. He's considering the new circumstances in which you did tshuva, and therefore he's not sending a punishment. What? Hashem? Ve'echal Moshe, he was matir, he made a shvua to destroy Bnei Yisrael, I guess. Okay, I think we should learn it again. I think it's very inspiring before Rosh Hashanah, if you don't mind. Baal Tachsho. I want to go back and learn Baal Tachsho. Very inspiring before Rosh Hashanah. Baal Tachsho, everybody have it?
Back.
Unless you don't know the place. Baal Tachsho, it goes back. Baal Tachsho, Lahakshu Salah. You have it? You have it? We're going to wait here for 8 times. No, I want to worry about it. I don't know why I'll be able to find it.
We're here now.
Yeah. Okay. Al Tachshav, there, the first two words on the line. Hey, Al Tachshav, Lahakshav Salai, you have it? Al Anochas Tam Zesho Amarti, according to the explanation I gave, Sheikar Aheter, the basis of Atarif Nadorim. Which is really not his chiddush, that everybody says. He goes into the lumdus of a Torah Sedarim. Once you find something that if the person would have considered, he wouldn't have made the neder, and he didn't consider it because he didn't think of it. So that renders the neder ki'ilu. It's not mamish, because if it would be mamish, you wouldn't need the three chachamim to be mat neder. But it's ke'ilu, he's an onus, o mute, the tomar, and then you'll say, whoa, how could that be the pshad? And again, you know, what he's been talking about the whole time is, I'm speculating, but it's just the word atoris and dorim makes him uncomfortable.
You
go away and be matir and neder, matir the isser. He explains, you're not matir the isser, you're matir the neder. You untie the neder from the bonds it makes on you. So the tomar, and you'll ask, for imotzino l'gabi shuos Hashem yisbarach heter, which you don't choose the chonim l'frocha b'dichal Moshe. So literally, b'dichal Moshe means that Moshe was David. But there's a drosha that he was like from the word lo yachel dvarim, avol acherim yachel lo. To be yachel she'etirim and ashvua, Moshe Rabbeinu released Hashem from his four nether. Ral inyans rubadol ben shaltiel. Shomer zuchonam levracha shadish al kel mishvua. So you find such a lesson there that Hashem said that he wouldn't have any children, and this was the last of the line of the Zerah HaMelucha, the Davidic kings. This is the last of the line, and Hashem said he's not going to have children. But he did have children, and Hashem was, and he's called Sha'altiel, the child that was born, he's called Sha'altiel, Kilu Hashem was Shayel on his nether, on his Ruah. So that's weird. If HaTorah of Dorim is based on something that wasn't considered, and therefore, like, you're reaching back and saying, it's like I never made the nether or the Shua. So how can you have that by Hashem? So the first step of the Chinuch Teretz is to explain what does it even mean Hashem made a Shua. Like, what does it mean? Kiesa Hashivcha Vadin Din Emes. I'm not just pushing you off because, you know, I'm telling you what I think is true. Ki kol ma shebo b'ksuv k'yitz b'nyonim eilu. Hakol nemar al salam akablam shem b'nei yodam. It's all that we should understand what's happening. So it's described in terms of what we can understand. Ki chalil l'kelem u'vavenu l'hamish yisorich adon hakol yishova b'dover. Hashem has to swear. It's different than Tom says it or it's swear. And certainly it's even more difficult to understand. Latiro levatlo achrechein. Achyomer also dover. These are the descriptions of things. Alsav kabola saonish al nofel al anen. The decision to punish someone. To desire vodim legodol cheto lanishu al kol ponim. Right, not to wait a while, maybe he'll do tshuva, but it's time to punish him. Ache Roy loves his whole mokum with tshuva, and Hashem does not help him do tshuva. The Rambam talks about this. Paro wasn't the only one that was taken away from doing tshuva, but could have other Rishonim also. Once that happens and he's getting his punishment, so the person's situation is described as Hashem was nishma, meaning a certain immutability. Hashem says, "I'll punish you for sin," but he waits here to do tshuva and he's erech apayim. And so it's like, but then the onus becomes the point of immutability. Like, that's it; it's going to happen. As the Rambam describes, Hashem takes away even the derech of the tshuva. So that's called a shvua. Ipo alinyan ishal azeh shvua eitzel Hashem. Kolomar chize onsho ugzeroso olav keilu yeshvua b'dover. Tenyan yinat toivet, this can work the other way too. Yimzocha odom irov chashivuso lekabel tova huvazaro. And it's a situation that it'll come no matter what. Let's say Chet can't mess it up. Yomer Hakosuv Gam Ken Ki Hashem Yisborach Nishba LaHeitim Lo. So it's actually it's not that rachok from Pshat. It's just a question because Hashem is always immutable. I guess when it comes to Schar, you could lose it if you do Averish. I mean Yibram Achet. When it comes to Onesh, you could do Tshuva, and the Onesh won't come. So when that is not going to happen, So it's called Hashem's Nishma. And it's Haka refers to a certain immutability or an inevitability more so than the norm. So we're talking about the Onesh and the Schar. And the Onesh could be mitigated because of Tshuva. The Schar could be Nistalek because you grow by hate.
So we say Tshuva and Hashem, we're talking about more inevitability than usual.
Yeah, and I just explained. I just said twice. Because by good you can mess it up by Yigrom Achet, and by bad you always have the possibility of doing Shuvah.
Because anyway, there's a certain amount of inevitability.
Yeah, but that's okay. So it's not just like that's the phrase used. The phrase happens to fit because that's what Shuvah is. It creates a stronger. It creates a stronger existence for the whatever it is you're being nishma about. Yomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Zech Nishma Lahitim Lo. Val Zev Chayitz Bal Yomer Zechonam Levracha. Kdei Lasaber Es Ha'oizim Mashiachol Lishmaya. Hashem sometimes is metaphor. The pasuk a metaphor. The pasuk uses metaphors to have you understand what's being said. The reason you have to do that is because how you're going to illustrate for someone that something is immutable, is strong, and it can't be changed. The way they make something that they say immutable and unchangeable. How do people make what they say immutable and unchangeable? Through
Shvuah.
So that's what it's called. Hashem is Nishma. And now we're going to understand Hakoras. Dorshu Zichonam Levracha Heter Asfuas Hashem Yisborach Ratzonam Loma Kichanun V'Rachum Hu Erech Hafayim V'Rav Chesed. So there's always that. U'Mechaper Avachotzim. So he could decide to have Rachmonos and be Meichel or whatever, even if you've reached the stage of the Rasha that doesn't seem like he will ever do tshuva, and Hashem might even be Meinei him from Darkei HaTshuva, but still Hashem's Chesed might pull forth, and that would be called Hakaras HaShvua. As immutable as the Shvua is, but you can be mad at Yeshua. So that's what this means. So now he's Moichel, and that's called he was Matir Ishvua. How could Moshe be Matir Ishvua? Now that you understand, why does it mean Hashem Shvua? And now that you understand what it means that Hashem can be Matir Ishvua. Now you can understand what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Matir Yeshua. Ki Moshe Tira Koloma Shem is Chus Tefiloso HaTova through Moshe's Tefilos Goram Sheshem Yisborach Shu Shemei HaTefilos Solach Lavona. So that's what it means. What does it mean Moshe was Matir Yeshua? It means he davened. Why? Because he davened. So that is a chain reaction. He davened. That's Chus worked, so he was Matir Yeshua that said it's inevitable. And the Zehu Shalom Timtel Rabbi Seno Zichronom of Racha, you won't find Sheyid Yeshu Inyan Aheter Eitzel Shulosu Shal Baruchu. You won't find any other Hator, any Inyan, even a Medrash of the Rakash Baruch was Matir Yeshua only by the Onesh on a Chet. You would assume it's not Nitul the Kapara. Also. So this is a subject, perfectly subject for Shur. The Racham of Baruch Hu, Godlu al Kol Machshav Olseinu, Umechaper al Kol Hashav Meila B'Cholev. If he daitenu, we think, even if we think God lavoni min asol, that's what Kayan said. God lavoni min asol. So even if we think it is, but Hashem is Rav Chesed, and if we're willing to take a step back to him, Hashiveinu Alech, Hashem Alech, so he will. So that's why Taras HaShvuah is always said in mitigation of an onus. It seems inevitable. For right of Dvarinu Alech, Mashay Amr Barash Hashanah, Gabi Gzardin, Shiyeshim HaShvuah. That there's a Gzardin of Hashem, which is accompanied by Yeshua, and there's a Gzardin of Hashem, which is unaccompanied by Yeshua. So the Gemara gives an example by Hashem with Eli's descendants, that he was Nishmat, says that they won't have a kapara, they'll die young. The Masik Rabba Asim Rabba concludes that his Ezech Umincha ain't a miskaper. The Pasuk seems to stress that it won't be forgiven or mitigated even through Karbanos. I will miskaper who will be Torah. Through learning Torah, it will be miskaper. It's not immutable and inevitable, because even then you can have kapara through learning Torah. Then Zechla Em Shom, she is Torah Hakel, Lishoil Alev. Oh, he's saying you don't need. How come the word HaTorah Shvuah isn't used? And Chami, through learning Torah, you could be saved from the onus of coming to you. So that's called HaTorah. So why are we referring to Hashem's Chesed and the Michael Bechet without referencing HaTorah Shvuah? If it's talking already about Shvuah was made, and it's talking about B'divrei Torah Miskaper, so why doesn't it talk about in the context of HaTorah Shvuah? Ki Yaduah Mubburim HaTorah B'chol Rabbi HaShamish, because it's very known and clear Shakol Nemer Al Tzad HaMoshel Al HaMekablim, it's all a moshel, and therefore everybody knows that when you say, you don't always have to say the words HaTorah Shvuah. Sometimes you could use the words, the more direct words. That there'll be the scap there. It'll be the same as saying it's the Torah of Dorah. But when they came, Herakim said, "Hey, no, the final Chodesh becomes a Cherem." There's a lot of difficulties in this Indian, and I figured I'll clarify the matter here once and for all, and that's why I have strayed far from the Isser Loli Shavu Lashav, the Sisa Shavu Laskech Lashav. Umashem Adiloch. And we explained what it means. He says, now further, when you believe a punishment, if the word shvu is described to give a reward to someone to be mezakeh him, they'll never be talked about an annulment. He rabba chesed mata klabi chesed, there's no going back. Once you're told this promise, it's going to happen. Lo yoshu Torah tov reikim, so ni lo bikimach shenira hodim shohachas l'fnei amokom, roi l'kabal hatovo, kol kach, so much so, kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba olav al hagmul hatov, ken yeshinam nishba Hashem l'dovid, right? Ayon shiboy, lo yusadig yomenu aschus, o ki yech taharbe, gam ki yech taharbe, so he's mata klapi chesed. So even if you that's what it means. We have to be mata neder, mata shua. Different ways of expressing the word shvuah when you make your shvuah. It's like dialects. That's automatically an oath. Say the Shem Hashem together with your answer, like when you say by GDSD. By GDSD, I won't do that. The law should have a shul. Hand in all of our may be shul. Why not love us, Kurt Hashem is Barach? That means like a shul, like you're taking an oath. Chinyom in a small. There's a lashon of shua. If you say, you know, be a mini shalo eshta hayom, it's probably a shua. Those are shaynas of shua. But then pivotally by shavin, there's a din by neder. You know, if you've said something by mistake, you don't have to worry, it's not chal. You say, I don't want to go into this house. You say by mistake, this house, whatever, so you go into both houses, it's not chal. If it's a tosh meikar, that's the din of people leaving shavin. You have to know what you're doing. Mashalamandu din zeh, the people leaving shavin shenordin l'harogim l'charomim. The tax, okay, this is complicated. Tax collectors which are not placed out on alpidin, but it's also the cheat. I mean, mutter the cheat then, of course. They're like robbers. You should set up like a robber system, so you can make another like this is truma. This is hectic. Because you ever yesu kol peres all malayim here came with kedri and believe it so yesu kiyem hayom. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll come back to you. It's really important. Thanks for the time on the yard. What's today? Thursday night. Oh my goodness, where'd the week go? Shukaya, see the Sivatoyba. See, to come for Shabbos, you know, they didn't put up any flyers. I thought they would make flyers and hold it up.
Well, how about Rosh Hashanah?
Well, a Shabbos, you're having a Hachana.
Will there be services at Rosh Hashanah here?
What?
Will there be services at Rosh Hashanah here?
Yeah.